Shalom aleichem abuisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Peizah Hashem Mizborach. We're about to begin the seventh topic of Parshas Be'aloisecho, which will tell us all about the misoinanim, the complainers. Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Aleph. Before we begin, I'd like to share with you a small horror on the previous topic. In Perek Yud, Psukim Lamed Hei Lamed Vov, a small parsha of Ayihi Bin Tzaya Ha'oroin Vayoyma Moshe. We have backwards nunim written before and after this parsha. And Rashi tells us, what is the significance of the backwards nunim? To tell us that this parsha doesn't really belong over here. The Sifsei Chachamim elaborates, really it belongs 50 parashiyos ago in Parshat Bamidbar, Perek Beis, Posuk Yud Zayin, by the Posuk of Enosa Oihel Moyed Machane Alevim. And I was bothered by, why is this not the perfect location for this parsha of Ayihi Bin Tzaya Ha'oroin? What is this topic talking about? Am Yisrael's first travel from Midbar Sinai, and this will be the way they travel for the next 40 years. The Onon removes itself from the Oihel Moyed. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kumu Hashem v'yofutzu evecho. The Kehana below the Chatzoitzrois. This is the Seder, how they travel. So why is this Ayihi Bin Tzaya Ha'oroin out of place? It would seem that it's exactly in place. Ain't you there? And now back to our topic, the Misoinanim, Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Aleph. Vayihi hom ki misoinanim ra'bozne Adonai, vayishma Adonai vayichar apoi, vativar bom eish Adonai, vatoichal b'kzei hamachane. And the nation started to complain, and they complained loudly, so their evil words should enter the ears of Hashem kavayochel. And indeed, Hashem heard, and he was angry. And as a result, a fire came out from Hashem and consumed, burnt, and killed the people b'kzei hamachane. Tupshotim Rashi, either the lowly ones from the Erev Rav, or the exact opposite, the ktsinim, the high-ranking ones, the choshev people in Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, vayi ho'om kimis oinanim, ein ho'om elo reshoim. This word ho'om refers to reshoim. V'cheinu oimer mo'eseh lo'om hazeh, v'oimer ho'om hazeh oro. U'kishem ksheirim, but when Am Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to be doing, then kruim ami, my nation, not the nation. Shenemar, shalach ami v'yavduni, ami mi'osisi lecho. Kemis oinanim, says Rashi, misoinanim is more than just simple complainers. Rather, in misoinanim elo loshon alilo refers to people complaining when they have an agenda. They make up stories because they have something else in mind. And what is their agenda over here? Mevakshim alilo, they're making up a story, heyoch lifroish me'acharei hamokoim, to separate themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they shouldn't have to follow him. V'cheinu ema b'shimshoin, ki soy ano hu mevakesh, same word, soy ano misoinanim. Shimshon was making up a story because he had an agenda. He wanted to take revenge on the Plishtim. Ra ba'ozne Hashem. Toyano, this alilo, this made-up story. Sheiro ba'ozne Hashem. It's bad, it's evil in the ears of Hashem. Shemiskavnim, shetove ba'ozno v'yaknit. That was their intention, to say it out loud, to, so to speak, chepa and disturb HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did they say? Omru, oy lonu, woe to us, kamo lovatnu baderech hazeh, how much we toiled in this way, shloisha yomim, shloi nachnu meinu yaderech, we're traveling for 3 days straight without any rest. I'm not sure how this fits with Rashi above in Perek Yud, Posuk Lamed Gimel, vayisu me'ar Hashem derech shloishes yomim. Rashi over there told us it was a way that's meant to take 3 days, but lamaisa they did it in 1 day. So it's not true, they're not traveling for 3 days. Ain't you there? Vayichar apoy, Hashem got angry. Why did Hashem get angry? Because says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani yoyisi miskaven l'teivaschem, shetikon tzalorat miyad. Why were there no pit stops on the way? Why did we go without resting? Because I want you to get to Eretz Yisrael immediately. And you see that negatively, and you start complaining. B'kzei ha'machane b'muktzim shebohem l'shiflus. Those, the lowly ones. Elu erev rav. Those that joined Am Yisrael from the Mitzrim when we left Mitzrayim. That's the first pshat. Rabbi Shimon ben Benassi Oimer, Bakzinim Shebohem Uvagdoilim, Davka, the most chosh of a people than Am Yisrael, that's what the fire consumed. Pozug Beis, Vayitz Akom El Moshe, Vayitz Palel Moshe, El Adonoi Vatishka Hoesh. And the nation cried out to Moshe, please daven for Hashem on our behalf. And Moshe davened for them, and the fire sunk in its spot. Says Rashi, Vayitzak omel Moshe, Moshe lemelech bosav odom, shekoas al benoi. The king got upset with his son. Ve'olach haben etzel oyavoi shel oviv. And the son went to his father, the king's friend. Ve'omaloi, tseyu bakesh olay me'abo. Please ask my father that he shouldn't be upset with me. So too over here, Am Yisrael are the bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset with them. So they go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's friend, Kaviyochel, Moshe Rabbeinu, to daven for them. Vatishka ha'ish shoko b'mkoyma ba'oretz. In its spot, it sunk into the ground. She'ilu chozro la'achas aruchois. If it would have left the camp by traveling throughout that direction, ho'isa mekapeles v'ilechas kolo yisei aruach. It would have removed anybody in its path and killed them also. Therefore, it sunk in its spot. Posuk Gimel Vayinkro Shem Hamakoyim Hahu Tav Eiro Kivu Arovom Eish Adonoi. And they called the name of that place a burning fire, because that is where Hashem's fire consumed some of them. Posuk Dalet V'hosav Suv Asher Bekirbo His Avu Tavo V'yoshuvu V'yivku Gam b'nei Yisrael v'yoymeru mi'achileinu basar. The first word of the pasuk, v'hosaf suf, notice that the aleph is silent. You don't pronounce it at all. Without the prefix of the vav hey, it would have been osaf suf. But with the prefix of vav hey, the aleph disappears, you don't pronounce it. Similar to the aleph in the word chatos. Says the Pasuk, V'hosaf suf asher bekirboi. Osaf suf is referring to the Erev Rav, that they joined together with Am Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. So they chapta taiva. They wanted to eat meat. And they convinced Am Yisrael also to start complaining. V'yoshuvu gam b'nei Yisrael. They also returned to their previous chet, the misoinanim, and they also start complaining. Vayivku, both the Erev Rav and the B'nai Yisrael start crying. And what are they complaining about? Vayoimru mi achileinu basar, who's going to give us meat to eat? Says Rashi, Vosaf suf elu Erev Rav shenesfu aleihem betzeisum Mitzrayim. They gathered onto them when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Vayoshuvu gam b'nei Yisrael, they returned to their previous chet of misoinim and complaining. Vayivku imoim, they're crying together. Miachileinu boso. Fret Rashi, v'chilo yohoyoloim boso, they didn't have meat. Valoi kver nemar, in Parshas Boi, when they left Mitzrayim. Vagam erev rav olo itom v'tsoinu bokor, and plenty of flock and cattle. So what does that mean, they didn't have meat? What are you going to say? Maybe they ate them all up. That's not true. And in another 39 years, plenty of animals. So what are they talking about? No meat. That's not the point. Meat is not the story. They're making up a story because they have an agenda. They don't want to follow Hashem. Posuk hei zocharnu es hadogo, ashon yichal b'mitzrayim chinom, eis hakishuim, ve'eis ho'avatichim, ve'es hechotzir, ve'es habetzolim, ve'es hashumim. We remember the fish that we used to eat in Mitzrayim for free. Free? What type of free? Rashi will explain. We remember the kishuim, the cucumbers, and the avatichim, the melons, the chotzir, the leek, ves habetzolim, the onions, ves hashumim, the garlic. Says Rashi, Asher nichal b'mitzrayim chinom. Frekt Rashi, im toimah shemitzrim noisim lem dogim chinom. You really believe that the Mitzrim gave them fish for free? V'aloi kvar nema v'teven loy nosen lochem. At the end of Parshas Shmois, it says that even teven, even straw, was not given to them to make the cement. Im teven loy hoyu noisim loy mchinom, dogim hoyu noisim loy mchinom. Of course not. Rather, what is this chinom? Uma oimer chinom? Chinom in a mitzvois. The food in Mitzrayim came free of any obligation of keeping the mitzvahs. But now, with the mon, it's dependent on us keeping the mitzvahs. The tzaddikim had the mon right outside the house. And if you didn't keep the mitzvahs, the rishoyim, the mon was far away. They had to walk to fetch the mon. The tzaddikim, whatever they thought about, that's what the mon tasted like. The rishoyim, they didn't. It tasted like whatever mon tastes like without thinking anything. Our food is dependent on the mitzvahs. We don't want that. We want dogo, asher nuichal b'mitzrayim, chinom, without any obligation to mitzvahs. Why indeed could they not taste these flavors of these items in the mon? The answer is, this is not good for nursing women. Interesting chiddush, because it's not the item itself, it's just the flavor of the item, and that also is not good for the nursing women. It's like we tell women that are nursing they should not be eating garlic and onion. That's not good for the baby. Moshel HaMelech, Kedisi B'Sifri. The Sifri brings down a moshel that a melech gave over his son to somebody to raise him. And the melech told the person that's raising him, don't give him this and this food. It's not good for him. And the kid starts complaining. My father doesn't like me. He doesn't give me the food I want. That's what happened over here. Hakishuim is cucumbers. Avatichim is melons. Hachotzir is kreishim lik, v'targumu yos boitzinayo. Pozogvo v'ato nafsheinu yivesho, ein koi lebilti elamon eineinu. And now our souls are dry, nothing to eat. The only thing we get morning and the evening is mon. Says Rashi elamon eineinu, mon ba'shachal, mon bo'erev. Pozog zayin. Psukim zayin ches and tes are sort of in brackets, where we're breaking the flow of the storyline, namely Am Yisrael complaining, and then in Posuk Yud it tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu hears the complaining, and Posuk Zayin Ches Tes, the Torah, the narrator is talking and telling us what was the mon, what did it look like, and how did they fetch it. Says Rashi, says the Posuk, Ve'hamon kizra gad hu, ve'ainoi keina bedoi lach. And the mon looked like the seeds of a coriander plant. Small little bollies. And its appearance, its color, was the color of a bedoilach, a precious stone, says Rashi. Ve'amon kizra gad misho marzu lo yomarzu. This is not a continuation of Am Yisrael talking. Ad kan Am Yisrael talking. And now, the Torah is talking. Yisrael oimrim bilti el amon eneinu. Ve'akadosh baruch hu ichtim ba'toiro ve'amon kizra gad. Kloimar. What does the Torah mean to say by this? Re'u boi oilom. Everybody should see. Al mamis loinanim bonai. What are they complaining about? Ve'amon kach ve'kach u'choshu. It's a choshu of food. Kizra gad ogoil kegido. It's round, little bollies, like this seed of a coriander plant. Zera al anadro. That's the Rabbi Kaplan says, coriander. Bedoilach shem even toiv. Posuk ches shotu hom velo ketu v'tochanu v'orichayim oidochu b'medoicho uvishlu b'parur v'osu oisoi ugois v'hoyo tamoi ketam l'shada shomen. The nation would go for a walk, would go for a stroll, for a stroll, and that's how they would collect the mon. The posuk literally translated would sound like, and then they put it in a mill, they would grind it, or they would put it in a pestle and mortar to crush it, and they would cook it in pots, and they would make it into cakes. But Rashi tells us that's not what they actually did. Rather, whatever they had in mind, whatever they thought about, it tasted as if it was put in a mill or in a pestle and mortar, as if it was cooked in a pot. And what was its taste if you didn't think anything? For your tamoi ketam lishad hashomen, like a flour mixed with oil, and had a moisture to it, the moisture of an oil cake or bread. Says Rashi, shotu ein shait eloloshen tiul, going for a spatzir, beloy omo, with no toil involved. V'tochano barichaim, the truth is, says Rashi, lo yorad barichaim, v'loy bakdeiro, v'loy bamedoicho. Rather, elamishtana o yotamo ilinitchonim ulinidoichin ulimivisholim. The flavor would change based on what you thought. You want it to be nitchonim, nitchonim, nidoichim, nidoichim, uvisholim, uvisholim. Maporu means a kdeiro. How this Rashi fits with the pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, Perek Tezayin, pasuk Chov Gimel, Ramoshe Rabbeinu tells Am Yisrael that on Friday they're going to get a double portion of mon and they have to prepare it for Shabbos. And over there it says, Eisa Asher Toifu Eifu Veisa Asher Tovashnu Bashelu. Sounds like they literally have to cook it. Over here Rashi says, no, it's just what they thought. I don't know how to fit this Rashi with the pasuk over there. Lishad Hashomen. Says Rashi, Lichluach Shel Shemen, the moisture of oil. Kach Pirshoy Dunosh. We find a similar word in Tehillim. Ne'epach l'shadi b'chalvoynei kaitz. L'shadi means the moisture of our body became dry in the heat of the summer. And according to this pshat, v'alamed yesoid. The lamed is part of the shoyresh, it's not a prefix. Ne'epach l'chluchi, my moisture switched into dryness b'chalvoynei kaitz. V'rabbi yiseinu pirshuhu, that the lamed is a prefix, it's not part of the word. The word is Loshen Shodaim, Shodaim of an Isha, that nurse a baby. In other words, the mon had a flavor of mother's milk. But says Rashi, I don't understand this pshat. Achein inyan Shodaim etzel shemen. What does the flavor of mother's milk have to do with oil? Elamai, what are you going to say? Maybe Lishad Hashomen is not referring to oil, rather it's referring to fat. It was a fatty type of milk. Says Rashi, V'yev shaloymar l'shad ha-shomen loshen v'yishman yeshurun, a fatty substance. Because shim kein, if this word shomen is referring to fat, hoyo ha-mem nokud kometz koton v'tamo ilamato tachas ha-mem. It would have said, l'shad ha-shomen. There would have been a tzere under the mem. Ha-shomen, and the stress would have been on the mem. As opposed to our word, achshav shamem nokud pasach koton ve'atam tachas hashin. The mem has a segoil, and it's a mil'el word. The stress is underneath the shin. That tells you loshen shemenu. This is oil, not fat. In Rashi's terminology, kometz koton refers to a tzere, and pasach koton refers to a segoil. Behashin a nekuda becomes godoil, the ena nekuda be pasach koton, mipneshu soy posuk. Technical issue, why is it shomen and not shemen? That's because the word comes at the end of a posuk, and that's why it turned into shomen. And therefore, Rashi, the bottom line is, he says, I don't understand how Chazal are learning this word, lishad meloshen shodaim, because it doesn't fit with the word shomen. Dovorachel, a second pshat, says Rashi, or a third pshat, lishad loshen nutrikun. It's like Rosh Tevis. Laish shemen dvash. It's kneaded with oil and smeared and coated with honey. Ki isra ani loisha b'shemen, like a dough that's kneaded together with oil, uktufa b'dvash, and it's smeared or coated with honey. Betargum shel unkelus, de metargum delish b'mishcho. Targum says, on this word, lishad ha-shomen, lish b'mishcho, that sounds like dunosh is pshat. Sheho isa ani lo isha b'shemen, a dough that's kneaded with oil. Lachluch is shemen. Yeshbo has the moisture of oil in it. Posuk tes uvered esatal ala machane loylo yered amon olov. And when the dew settled on the camp by night, the mon would go on top of the dew. In Parshas Beshalach, Perek Tezayin, Posuk Yud Gimel, it says that then another layer of dew came down and covered the mon. This way the mon was like wrapped in dew underneath it and on top of it. Posuk Yud Vayishma Moshe Es Ha'om Boichel L'mishpecho Yisav Ish L'fesach Oholoi Vayicharaf Adoinoi Me'oid Veinei Moshe Ro'o. And Moshe hears the nation complaining, but they were complaining in groups. The families got together and they went outside their tents in order that everybody should hear their complaining. And Hashem hears this and he got angry. He got very angry. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew where this is going. This is not going a good place. Uveine Moshe Roy sees that something bad is going to happen to Am Yisrael now. Says Rashi, Boichel Mishpochoisov. Mishpochois, Mishpochois, Ne'esofim Uboichim. They gather together the families. Lefalsem Tarumosem Megolui. To let their tainus be known in the public. Rabbi Seinu Amor Lemishpochoisov is referring to Al Iske Mishpochois. There's another hidden complaint over here. They're complaining al arayos and esorim lohem. Ever since they got the Torah, now they're also to marry certain relatives that up until then was mutter. Now we know the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that a ben noyach is also an arayos also, but that's only arayos that are chayve misos bezdin, lemoshel, a mother, or eshes av, or eshes benoy, a behema, a zocho. Those are also for Ben Noyach also, which Am Yisrael was also anyways. The Chiddush now, since Matan Torah, are all the Chayve Krisus. For instance, Achois Oviv, Achois Imoy, Achois Ishtoy, and others. And that's what they're complaining about, according to this Drosh of Chazal on the word Lemishpachois. Posuk Gedale, Vayoyimel Moshe, El Adonoy, Lomo Hari Ois, Olavdecho, Velo, Molo, Imotsosi, Chain Beinecho, Lo sum es maso kol homaze oloi. Says Moshe to Hashem, why have you done bad to your servant, that's me, and why have I not found favor in your eyes? Namely, you're putting this the load of this whole nation on me, that I'm meant to carry them. He onoichi horisi eis kol homaze im onoichi lidetiu. Ki soy mari lai soy uvechikecho. Kashoy yiso hoy main es hayoy neik. Al ho adomo. Asher nishbato lavo yisov. Was I pregnant with this entire nation? Did I give birth to them? The Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra explain, am I their mother or am I their father? We find the word yiliditiu, giving birth, also by a father. They quote Pesukim and Bereishis, V'yokton yorad salmoida. We find that a male, you could use the version of the lashon of yolad. Al kuponim, that's how they explain the repetition of pregnant and give birth. Am I the mother? Am I the father? Kisoy marilai, that you're telling me, so'eyu v'cheikera, that I should carry them in my lap to bring them to the land that you have promised to their fathers. The words kashal yiso oimen esayonik are put in brackets. You have to read so'eyu b'cheikecho alo adomo asher nishbato la'avoisov, and then the pasuk gives an imagery. I meant to carry them like somebody taking care of a baby, of a sapling, of a nursing baby. Says Rashi, ki soimer elai, shatoimer elai, so'eyu b'cheikecho ve'ichon omar loikein. Where did Hashem told Moshe that he has to carry them and bring them to Eretz Yisrael? The pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, leich nechei es ha'om, go lead this nation to Eretz Yisrael. Another pasuk, Voimel Vayitzavel Mebnei Yisrael, which means, Al Menashe Yusoiklim Eschem Umechavim Eschem. The deal was, you are the leader, but you have to take into account, they're not going to like you always. They're going to stone you, and they're going to be Mevaze you, and you have to take that into account. Alo Adomo Ashanishbat Ola Avoisov Ato Oimeli Leseiso Mecheiki. This is where Rashi puts the words, Kasha Yiso Ha'oimen Asayonik in brackets. How like kasher yiso oimen esayonik? Posuk yud gimel me'ayin libaso lo seis lecholom haze kivku olai leimoyer tno lonu vaso v'noicheilo. Where am I supposed to get meat to give this entire nation that they're crying to me that I should give them meat to eat? Lo yuchal onichi levadi lo seis lecholom haze ki choved mimeni. Says Moshe to Hashem, I cannot carry this nation by myself. It's too hard for me. Veim kocho at oiseli, horgeni no horoig im motzosi chen beinecho, ve'al ere berosi. Without Rashi, I would have translated the pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, and if you'll insist on doing this to me, that I have to carry this nation, I'd rather you kill me if I find favor in your eyes, because I don't want to see the bad that's happening to me. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said in Pasuk Aleph. Lomo hari oiso l'avdecho. Why are you doing bad to me? I don't want this bad, and therefore I'd rather you kill me. But Rashi learns the Pasuk entirely different. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe. He showed Moshe the punishment that Am Yisrael is about to get. And Moshe Rabbeinu became weak, like in a cave, or like a female. And he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vim kocho, now that you're showing me the bad thing, the punishment that's going to happen to Am Yisrael, At Oiseli. He's not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an akeva. Rather, you are making me into a akeva. At Oiseli, you're turning me, you made me weak like an akeva. And I'm asking you, if you plan on punishing them like you showed me, first kill me, if I have found favor in your eyes, because alere b'ro'osi, what he meant to say, alere b'ro'osom, I don't want to see the punishment, the bad thing that's going to happen to them, and therefore I'm asking you to kill me before you punish them. Says Rashi v'im kocho, at oiseli. Toshash koichoi shel Moshe kin akeva, he became weak like a female. Kesheher o HaKadosh Baruch Hu apur onus, shu osid lo havi aleim al zois. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the punishment that they're going to get because of this complaining. Omar Lefonov says, Moshe et HaKadosh Baruch Hu im kein horgeni tchilo, kill me first. Ve'al ere b'ro'osi, he meant to say b'ro'osom, hoyoloi lichtoiv. Elo shekino akosuv, the posuk changes it, so it shouldn't say something bad about Am Yisrael. V'zeh echod mitikunei soifrim ha-toiro letkinoi v'tikun ha-loshen. We find this throughout the Torah, that the Torah changes a word in order that it shouldn't sound bad on somebody else, on Am Yisrael. Ad kan, the first part of the seventh topic of Parshas Beha'aloisecho, the misoinenim.